We continue our Making Sausage Candidate series today. The Office of Attorney General. Republican Doug Wardlow grew up in Eagan. He's an accomplished trial and appellate attorney, served in the Minnesota House from 2011 to 2013, and he's now running for Minnesota's Attorney General, and he joins us in the KEXC studios. Thanks for being here, Doug.
Thanks for having me.
Did I get that right? Did I get anything
you did.
Wrong?
That's
that?
Absolutely correct.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about what the job of attorney general is, because I think for many of us, it's not something we think about much. And so what is it? What do you want to do with it?
Absolutely. So the attorney general is the top law enforcement official in the state and represents the state in all legal proceedings. It's a really important office. And what we need to do with this office is make sure it's not political. That's number one. Take the politics out of the office and just stand up for the rule of law. And that's why I'm running for attorney general, because we need to have someone in there that's not going to be political and that's going to stand up for the rule of law and enforce all of our laws. And that starts by rebuilding the criminal law division of the office, which has really been eviscerated by the folks in the office the last couple of decades.
So what do you mean by rule of law? What does that mean?
Well, the rule of law, meaning one rule should apply to everyone, not a different rule for elites and different rule for the common man, but rather all of our laws apply universally across the board, and that's critically important. And that so I think the Attorney General needs to, and I will, fight for the rights of the people of Minnesota and protect them against consumer fraud, but then also stand up for our businesses that do play by the rules and make sure that they have a place to grow here in Minnesota as well. So make sure the laws are applied uniformly and not selectively.
So tell me about, you must have been out campaign stops. We just had the 4th of July, so parades and things. What are you hearing from people? What are they concerned about? What do they want you to do for them?
Absolutely. So yeah, I've been doing a lot of parades, a lot of different events all over the state, almost 300 stops around the state so far. And it's a wonderful state we've got here. What I'm hearing from people is they don't want politics in the office. They understand the office of the Attorney General to be something that's partisan insofar as you have a Democrat or a Republican in the office. But the duties of the office should be just about enforcing the law, and it shouldn't be political. So I think there are instances where people that are in the office now, and then my opponents on the Democrat side, they seem to want to use the office for political warfare. And Keith Ellison, who's my likely Democrat opponent, has said he wants to use the office basically to wage a political war against President Trump. And regardless of what anybody thinks about President Trump, I think it's inappropriate to use the resources of the taxpayers of Minnesota to wage a political war like that.
So let's talk about some of the signature areas that you would want to work in. Like many offices, people can kind of take where your expertise or where you think you can really make a difference. What are those areas for you?
Absolutely. So I'm a constitutional lawyer. So when it comes to defending our most important constitutional rights, free speech, religious liberty, Second Amendment rights, that's what I do in cases across the country and have been doing for several years. So I think the Attorney General's office needs to focus on making sure that our most important freedoms and rights are protected. But then in addition to that, we need to rebuild the criminal law part of the office and make sure that our county attorneys have the resources that they need to prosecute criminals and to keep our community safe. And that also means taking the lead on issues like human trafficking. We have a huge problem in Minnesota with human trafficking, and we need to wipe that scourge off the face of our state. And I think the Attorney General's office is where we can really provide leadership and collaborate with law enforcement, state law enforcement, local law enforcement, and also federal authorities to make sure that we have a strategy in place to go about and doing that. And then also work with our county attorneys to make sure that people are prosecuted. And then the same goes for the opioid epidemic. We need to have a holistic approach to that. It's not just about suing drug companies, but we need to make sure that we're collaborating with local and state law enforcement so we have a strategy to push against and to basically lock up opioid pushers on the black market as well.
So you mentioned human trafficking. What do you think isn't working right now? Any specifics on how you think that system could be better and how less people could be involved in?
Well, absolutely. I think we need to take a holistic view of the problem. You know, with the Super Bowl coming into town, whenever a Super Bowl comes into town, you see a jump in human trafficking levels. And we saw that. And when the Super Bowl leaves town, typically the levels go down again, but not all the way back down to where they were. So the problem is you get this permanent bump up. And so that's happened now in Minnesota, and we need to be putting all the resources we can towards dealing with this problem, and we just don't have a coordinated approach. Law enforcement across the state isn't getting the leadership that they need, and they don't have the resources that they need to just figure out how to go about solving this problem. So it's really just about providing the leadership, consulting with the people that know about these things, and making sure that we've got a strategy at the top and are providing that direction for everybody across the state so that we can go ahead and tackle this problem.
So we're sitting here in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. We're in the heart of northern Minnesota, and sometimes it feels like what we hear from politicians, from candidates, has to do with the city, not where we live here.
Yes, yep.
How will you bridge that?
Absolutely, and I think that a lot of my opponents in the other party, they're primarily from the metro area, and I am from Fire Lake, but I've been spending a lot of time in greater Minnesota, you know, and I spent a lot of time up in northern Minnesota when I was a kid growing up as well. And so I'm very much connected to northern Minnesota, and I think that we need to focus on particular issues that affect northern Minnesota, and I will do that. For example, jobs in northern Minnesota. There are things the Attorney General can do, and I will do, to protect and grow jobs in northern Minnesota, whether that be in mining or logging. There are many different industries up here, supporting industries as well, and we need to make sure that we have a vibrant economy in northern Minnesota. I worked for a couple of years with Bob Lighthizer, who is now the U.S. Trade Representative. And what I was doing for those couple of years was fighting unfairly dumped and subsidized imports of steel, mainly from China, protecting American jobs and really growing and creating jobs on the Iron Range, in addition to, you know, steel cities around the country, but on the Iron Range. And so I'm going to continue that focus as Attorney General and make sure that we are appearing in litigation that affects international trade, making sure that we have not only that we're protecting our industries, our core industries in Minnesota, logging and farming and mining, but also making sure that we're opening up export markets wherever possible for our products in Minnesota, so that we can continue having prosperity and grow jobs in northern Minnesota.
So what does the rest of your campaign look like? Are you just busy every day? What's this pace like for you?
Busy every day, absolutely. Yeah. It's quite an experience. It's a lot of fun going all over the state. Events every day and just traveling to different parts of the state. I think this week, today, I'm here in Grand Rapids, and then tomorrow I'll be down near Rochester and then down in Houston County in the far southeastern corner of the state. So just traveling all over the state, making as many stops as we can, just meeting people and getting the message out about standing up for the rule of law and just focusing on putting Minnesota first. You know, this should not be a political office. It's an office that's all about enforcing the law and making sure that we have the rule of law in Minnesota.
Can the Attorney General do anything about the Minnesota Twins?
I wish we could.
Okay. That's Republican Doug Wardlow. It's the question I need to ask, of course. I also want to mention that, remind people as we do these candidate conversations, how important it is not just to get out to vote, but to go to the primary. So
absolutely,
August 14th is the primary, and of course in November to vote. But that's the best way you can do it, whether it's listening to the radio and hearing candidates for yourself, seeing them on TV, or checking out their websites on your own. Don't forget, you can always find your ballot and who you can vote for at the Secretary of State's website. We have with us today Republican Doug Wardlow. He is running for Attorney General, and this conversation will be available later today at our website, kaxe.org, and you can find other Minnesota candidate conversations there as well. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.